The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
He wants to take your heart and fill it with His love so that we can reach out. God wants to do so much through us. And right now, He wants to use you to be able to bless others.
But I wanted you to see what love does. Love goes so far beyond what you see. Don't you miss the very last part of this program when you're going to see what I think is as beautiful a miracle of love as I've ever seen. I want you to look at what the love of God does.
Next on Life Today.
Let me just tell you, you're about to get blessed. Betty, I am so thrilled. I'm James Robinson. Betty, my wife, are just thrilled that one day one of our friends, Jeff Lucas, basically kind of ran in and said, "Hey, I can get these for just over $3. You know how expensive this kind of shoe is. We can give these to all the kids in Africa if we can just get the people to help us. We can put shoes on their little feet." And I thought, and you know, I don't pay a lot of attention to their feet. I'm so busy trying to feed them and comfort them and help them and love them and clothe them. Isn't that amazing? And you know what we got to notice in the next couple of trips we went? How cut up, how mangled, how damaged, how disease had gotten into their bodies through their feet. And I thought, we can do this. And we pay $3.60 for what people pay $30 and $40 for. God, thank you. You're a miracle worker. We are doing something that's been one of the greatest joys of my life. I want you to look, and you're going to see that whatever you do, don't you miss the end of this program when you see this little girl. Just look at her. She didn't want anybody to look at her. Now, you stay till the end, and don't you miss this. I want you to see what the love of God flowing through people just like you, not just one of you, but all of us together. I want you to look at what the love of God does. Betty, could you believe when we found out about being able to give shoes to little children, we never had just examined or studied their feet, but we found out so many diseases come in through their feet and ultimately get to their brain or to their intestines or the vital organs and damages or takes their lives. Hasn't this been a thrill?
It really has. And as a mother or grandmother, I love being able to do something like this. And it's a real gift to them. They love it. They get so excited. You put shoes on their feet. It's like a Christmas present to them. It is. And so thank you so much if you've already done this. But we're going to thank you in advance if you're going to join with us here soon and help us do some more. Putting shoes on the feet of these precious children.
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of broken hearts here in Texas with the horrible flood, the damage, the lives taken. Only the comfort of God and the peace of God can get people through it. And for all of you who've prayed for us here in Texas and all of you who've reached out and in some way put God's comforting arms around those who are so heartbroken, thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers. I want you to know that together we have worked such deep miracles all over the third world for the last 20 years or so and doing the shoes now for, I think, 17 or 18 years. It's just an amazing thing. I want you to listen to John Yates, our missions director, and he's with our son Randy there. And they're talking to this tremendous host of young people who we started where they were dying, starvation. Then we got them healthy, got them into schools, started feeding with the schools. And now then it's like a miracle. They listen to John Yates. He's expressing the love of God that pours through you who watch this program and people around the world who just want to extend God's loving arms and do it so effectively. Listen to John.
Thank you for having us today. My name is John. With Life Outreach International. When we came in today, you said we are welcome and God bless you. So we say thank you and may God bless you. We are so glad to be with you today. We're so glad that the Mission Feeding Program is working here in your school. And we are so glad that we've been able to bring shoes today to bless many of you with the new Christmas shoes. Today is a great celebration. As you know, for years now, we've been giving hundreds of thousands of pairs away, but there's still a great need, and we want to be a part of just sharing a little bit of joy and a little bit of Christmas love with children around the world. It's going to change the way they walk. It's going to help with infections on their feet. We've seen so many children as we've come through, their feet are infected, their toes are infected, they've got cuts on their ankles, and so we need your help. It takes just a small amount to help with each child. And remember, it's not just shoes that we give at Christmas time. It's also the smiles. So around the world, kids that are in need of cleft palate surgeries or kids that are in need of shoes will be able to have a little extra something of joy this Christmas because of your giving. So whatever you can give, maybe it's small, maybe it's great. But whatever you can do, would you please help us give Christmas shoes just as a simple way of reminding children that God sees them and that God loves them.
You know, it's no exaggeration, Betty, how much genuine love of God flows through me toward those children through you. There's just no way you can look at the least of these, the overlooked, the too often forgotten, and look at them and see what happens when they know that love noticed them, somebody with love. And then if you can actually do something that they know benefits them in some way, maybe it just changed that whole area there. I mean, we've listened to these beautiful children, and as they've even grown older, and then their families just singing praises to God, and even the smallest of children, after we've gotten them stabilized and gotten them basically into school, which oftentimes the schools are connected with churches or mission outreaches, and just to see how happy they are. Isn't it beautiful?
It's beautiful. And what better way to celebrate Christmas than to offer shoes for their feet? Probably most of them have never had shoes, and they're just thrilled over it. And then those that have never been able to smile, that really touches my heart. I think this year they'll be able to smile. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for caring and sharing with what the gifts that God has given you, the way He has blessed you to be able to bless others.
You know, the shoes are $3.60. How in the world could you buy what is so obviously a very expensive shoe to people who are buying them all over the world? And yet we're getting these, and we're so grateful for the man who saw the vision, then worked with people to be able to make them, and for us to be able to do them now for nearly 20 years. And do you realize that $36 will give 10 children shoes? I don't think there's a person watching who couldn't give those shoes. Could you give 10 children a pair of shoes? I know you can. And we can give 20 children shoes for $72. There's a level, Betty, at which everyone watching can help. And you know, we not only give shoes, we give smiles. And the cleft palate surgery or facial surgery is $500 because of the doctors basically giving all of their skill. But that's what it costs to do it. And before this show is over, you're going to see something that costs a whole lot more than that. And I just am so grateful, God, for the way you work through your people. Amen. Would you ask God what He wants you to do? Could you give 10 or 20 pairs of shoes? Could you give $1,000 or maybe several thousand to offer miracles. Thank you so much. Don't you miss the very last part of this program when you're going to see what I think is as beautiful a miracle of love as I've ever seen.
You know, Betty, all these people have wondered why we're here. How are you? And we have told them through translators that we are here because we love them and because we want to give them a better life. We came in the name of the Lord Jesus, but we didn't just come to talk about God's love. We came to share it and demonstrate it. You know, I'm kneeling here in Central America by a contaminated water source, and we love to give water wells. We found out something else because of contaminated water. And even contaminations and problems in the soil, children get little cuts in their feet and they pick up hookworms. And as I understand it, that ultimately gets into their intestines and is a horrible sickness. But it's a disease that not only brings incredible pain and discomfort, but in so many instances, death.
You know, I'm standing here with these children, and they're just a small example of children all over the world that they deserve to be cared for. And we have an opportunity to do that right now, to put some shoes on their feet, to give them a chance in life. And I ask you to help us do that. It's just a simple request, but a very urgent and important one. Please join with us. You'll get such great joy out of it. I know you will. God bless you, and thank you.
You know, Betty, we spent 15 years just in that area working with shoes, but we spent well over 20 to 25 years working with third world nations and the poor and going into the toughest places. But I wanted you to see what love does. Love goes so far beyond what you see. When we poured God's love out on the schools, and many of those schools were in churches, all of these young people became witnesses for Jesus. And I want to ask every one of you who are watching right now to make the greatest gift you can to help us share shoes and smiles. Would you do that? Could you make a $36 gift and give 10 shoes, or 72 and give 20 pairs of shoes? 10 pairs, 20 pairs. Could you give $500 to provide a facial surgery? Could you give more than that? Just ask God, God, what do you want me to give? And you be sure you see at the end of this program the miracle of what God does when each of us together simply say, yes, Lord, I'll give shoes and I'll try to give a smile. I want to express your love. Please do that. Let God direct you and joyfully make the great gift that love provides, the miracle only love can give.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer not only from lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a protective pair of shoes. Far too many children living in extreme poverty have never owned a pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of painful infections, injury, and life-threatening diseases. But this Christmas, you can bring hope and healing. Your gift today will help provide new shoes for 150,000 children in time for the holidays, and for some children, a beautiful new smile. Your gift of $36 will help provide shoes for 10 children, $72 will help provide for 20, $180 will help provide shoes for 50, and a gift of $500 will help provide a cleft surgery, restoring a child's smile forever. As a thank you for your gift of support, be sure to request the beautifully crafted yellow crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake set featuring four of life's colorful crystal shoe ornaments.
Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective smile surgeries. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture Lion of Judah. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, I do pray with all my heart that you're helping, but whatever you do, you be sure and you watch the end of this piece that you're about to see. Don't miss it. Don't miss this miracle. And let's know we can see more.
So we are here in Angola on the way to a village where Victorina has had a life transformation through Christmas Smiles. We're talking about a beautiful little girl that was born with such a tragic cleft palate, one of the worst I'd ever seen. It's been a two-year endeavor that has been with many ups and downs. She was so malnourished. She had wounds on her body that were so infected. She literally spent 3 months in the hospital before she could have her surgery.
I just remember thinking, Lord, if this is your will, you have to make it happen, because there were so many barriers and God was just faithful, and I'm excited to see how she looks today.
The first time I saw Victorina, I saw her off in the distance on this huge granite boulder with her and two women pounding out what little bit of cornmeal that they had to make a meal. When I got up here, my heart just sank for her. We left, we went back to the village that night where we were camping, and then after a long exchange with the kids, it's time to go to bed, and Ashton gets up and she walks over and she puts her hands on Victorina's cheeks. And Ashton, trying to lovingly tell her how beautiful she was, Victorina ran off crying, devastated. Why? Because she wanted to dwell in the shadows. She wanted to be hidden. She didn't want to be seen. She was ashamed. She was literally in a prison of despair. That so broke Ashton's heart that she spent the rest of the night crying in our tent. And she asked me, she said, Dad, isn't there anything we can do for Victorina? And it began a journey that took hundreds of people, hundreds of hours, multiple trips to make happen. And now, it has been a day of celebration. It has been a day of miracles. It has been a day of wonder and laughter. Here's a little girl who just 2 years ago had no friends. And as I'm watching her today in class and she's raising her hand and answering the questions of the teacher and her multiplication, she goes along and she introduces each one of her friends to me by name, playing their dance game or kicking the soccer ball. And Victorina has moved from a prison to an open land of possibilities. Simply through your generosity and your kindness and your compassion through Christmas Shoes and Smiles, Victorina is an example of thousands of children around the world that we can help this year. With a simple surgery, there are so many ways that we can bring smiles to families' lives through giving to Christmas Smiles.
Honey, what do you think when you see that beautiful miracle?
Well, what else can you say? It's just God. That's what God does, and that's what He wants to do all the time through us and our lives. He wants to take your heart and fill it with His love so that we can reach out. And that's one example of many. God wants to do so much through us, and right now, He wants to use you to do this again through the gifts that you can give. We can reach out to more like this little girl and change her life forever. What a blessing.
You know, I wish Victoria and I could be there and just hold your little face and kiss your pretty little cheeks. And I wish I could hug every single person that saw where a miracle was needed and know the $500 surgical gift that gives so many a smile was not going to work for her. It was going to take thousands of dollars. You say, well, James, how in the world does that happen? Well, somebody like you, when they pray, they hear God say, send two smiles, send 1,000. And then maybe somebody hears, send 5,000. Or maybe you even hear God say more than that. We don't even know how many surgeries are being done by the money that goes past what we ask for in an area because someone like you became the miracle. You became the avenue for an indescribable miracle. Betty, I'm praying for all of our viewers to see that precious little face and to know that we love them when they're scarred or they're little bodies are torn or they're hungry. And we try to meet the need, and the need can only be met by love. And not just man's love, but God's love through us as individuals. We can flow the life, the love, and the truth of God like a river through our ability to release what He's entrusted to our watch care for Him to use to accomplish supernatural, eternal miracles. Would you right now prayerfully go and get your bank card and use it like a check? Maybe this would be the greatest gift you ever made. By the way, if you give someone a smile, if you made a $500 gift and gave a smile, that'd be the biggest miracle they thought they'd ever see in their family. But just whatever God says, if you want to write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. We want to give 150,000 children shoes and, yes, smiles. And I promise you, they'll smile if they just get shoes. They'll smile when they see their friends with shoes. Let's put a lot of smiles on people's faces. Some of them like Victorina's. Thank you so much for being the miracle some people thought they could never see. We love you and thank you for sharing His love through Life Today and Life Outreach. Thank you so much.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer not only from lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a protective pair of shoes. Far too many children living in extreme poverty have never owned a pair of shoes, and while that may seem minor, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of painful infections, injury, and life-threatening diseases. But this Christmas, you can bring hope and healing. Your gift today will help provide new shoes for 150,000 children in time for the holidays. And for some children, a beautiful new smile. Your gift of $36 will help provide shoes for 10 children. $72 will help provide for 20. $180 will help provide shoes for 50. And a gift of $500 will help provide a cleft surgery, restoring a child's smile forever. As a thank you for your gift of support, be sure to request the beautifully crafted yellow crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake set featuring four of Life's colorful crystal shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective smile surgeries. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture Lion of Judah. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Something incredible has happened that impacted thousands of children around the world. Thanks to the compassion of Friends of Life Outreach International, we were able to deliver thousands of pairs of shoes to our mission partners.
We're here today offloading the Shoes for Life from Life Outreach International. This is 25,000 pairs of shoes that will be used to help marginalized, poor, minority ethnic people here in this region. And I just want to say a big thank you to Life Outreach International, to James and Betty, and to all the partners that make Shoes for Life project possible to help all these children.
For many of the children, it was their very first pair. A simple gift, but one that means protection, dignity, and hope.
es muy importante.
It is very important to understand. To see the number of children who walk around barefoot in contaminated places with glass and rocks where they can hurt their feet. So it's powerful to see them put on shoes for the first time. It's moving to see their smiles for such a significant act of kindness. A very special thank you to all the people of Life Outreach and to everyone who is supporting Life Outreach for making this a reality.
These are the sights and sounds of impact, lives changed, spirits lifted, and smiles that stretch a mile wide.
I gotta tell you what a happy day this is for me. You know, I'm here with kids who've all received shoes today because someone like you was generous enough to say, I'll give $72, or maybe two of you gave $36. Maybe this Christmas, give a gift, an extra special above normal gift, is you would extend this line just that much further. That is the gift of shoes, the gift of joy.
There are still so many more that need our help. Be a part of blessing children this holiday season by doing something very special and providing them with a pair of shoes when you support our Christmas Shoes and Smiles emphasis.
L-O-I-W. Yay!
This has been an amazing Shoes and Smiles journey here the last days and weeks, and today's the last day. And you know the miracle that we saw with Victorina, with that incredible need for surgery, and it happened. But it only happened because people reached beyond even what they heard was needed and what was asked for, and they let God direct them. Thank you for doing that. If God's impressing you, maybe you haven't made a gift, or maybe he's saying, how about giving another smile? Or how about just making another gift for $36 for the 10 children that you can provide shoes for? How about those 10? Would you just do what God leads you to do on this last day? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being our friends. Thanks for sharing his love.
Made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.